The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and we're going right into old-time radio. Today's segment is The Saint, a gangster district attorney.
Created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor, Vincent Price, as The Saint.
Come in. Oh, now it's you again.
Yes, me again, Saint. I told you I'd be back for an answer.
And I told you what the answer would be, McGat. I like this town. I'm going to stick around a few more days and finish up my business here.
Like I said, Saint, it ain't your business. And the boss has upped the price to $5,000 for you to skip. $5,000, Saint, just to leave town and forget you ever been here.
That's not my price, McGat.
Well, then what do you want? Go on, make an offer.
I want the man who killed John Daniels.
Daniels? The Treasury Department guy?
Yes.
What do you got to do with him?
He was a friend of mine. I want the boy who'll cut him down, McGarrett.
That is one boy you ain't gonna get, Saint.
Oh, the big shot did it himself,
the
eh?
The big shot did it himself.
And then I'll settle for him.
You'll settle in your grave first. You're gonna have to make an awful lot of first down step across that goal line, Mr. Templar.
Oh, I've got some trick plays I expect to use. Deception against power. It sometimes works, McGarrett.
I always heard you were a smart pants. I guess I heard wrong. You think I'm tough?
Tough enough.
Well, just wait till you see what you've got to go through before you even get within hog calling distance of the big shot, Saint. What do you see? And to top it off, there ain't but two guys in this town even know who he is.
Who are the two, McGuire?
Goodbye, Saint. Martini and Shaw, the best undertakers in town.
Who are the two guys who know who the big shot is, McGarrett?
Don't come no closer, Saint. This gun spits poison, lead poison.
Yeah, that gun looks good on you, McGarrett. It sort of rounds out the picture of what the well-dressed bum is wearing this season.
Stay where you are, Saint, or I'll show you what the well-dressed snooper wears in this town. A perforated vest. Now keep back there. Keep
Thank you. I'll add this piece of lethal hardware to my collection, McGarrett. And if you don't start the sort of conversation piece I want to hear, you go into my collection, too.
I don't know nothing.
I know, but I'm not interested in your lack of formal education. It's the name of two people I'm concerned with.
I don't know. My arm. Let go of my arm.
The name.
It was a dame. She knew Mr. Big, the only dame he ever went for.
Dame named what?
Rose. Rose Taylor. Let go of my arm.
The other name.
Kill me if I tell.
I'll kill you if you don't.
The other name. Al Boston.
Al Boston.
Yeah, go. Let go.
Very well, McGarrett. Rose Taylor and Al Boston.
I warned you, Saint. You ain't scoring against this team. You better get...
I heard you, McGarrett. Now, as my old grandmother used to say, out, bum, out.
Do I know you?
Not yet, Rose.
Not ever.
Come now, Rose. Is it polite to shut the door on a man's toes? I give you my word I'm not a brush salesman. Why, I haven't got a brush to my name.
Then I'll give you one. Scram, mister. I don't like snoopers. Stop pushing you. All right, so you're in. So what do we do now, dance?
Yes, or sing, perhaps.
You couldn't buy a song from me.
Not even a little song? A man's name? The man behind the men behind the guns, Rose, Mr. Important.
That's no small music, mister. That's the whole opera.
Are you afraid of him too, Rose?
In this town, the best way to stay healthy is to stay afraid. I'm scared of everyone, mister. I'm even scared of you.
Maybe I should have taken off the pumpkin head when Halloween was over, like the rest of the children.
You've got a bug buzzing inside you, mister. It's going to get you killed unless you stop it from asking the wrong kind of questions. What What's your target, anyway?
My target? The electric chair. And I intend to dump my ammunition squarely in it. A man named John Daniels was killed by a man I'm going to meet very soon.
You're dead, mister. You're all dead. All that's needed to make it legal for the buzzards is for you to lie down. Oh, you're dead.
Well, as long as I don't know it, it won't hurt me.
You better go. If anyone knew I was within 10 yards of a guy as red hot as you, mister, they'd burn me down, too. Please, go.
Where can I find the big shot?
I never heard tell of any big shot. You're barking up the wrong tombstone, mister.
You're a morbid little girl, aren't you?
Like I said, in this town, death is always looking in on you. Anyone you meet can be the butcher, even you. Now go, I'm scared. What if someone tailed you to me? What if... What's that?
Shh.
You were tailed. You must have got into the fire escape and...
Down, get down. Rose.
You were tailed. You...
Rose. Rose.
Yes. Yes, I was tailed. Too bad you were the one who had to be tagged.
Well, Mr. Templer, I'm glad you decided to visit the office of the district attorney voluntarily. It does save you the embarrassment of my picking you up, doesn't it?
Yes, Mr. Richards, but it also saves you the embarrassment of trying to pick me up. Why this sudden desire to entertain me, Mr. Richards?
I'm not entertaining you, Saint. I'm holding you for murder.
I repeat, why?
You were in the same room when Rose Taylor was killed.
So?
So the least I can do to uphold my oath of office, Mr. Templer, is to jug you. As, shall we say, a material witness?
It's nice material, Mr. Richards, but it makes a badly fitting suit.
Why was she killed?
Because she was one of the two people who knew the name of your local head crumbum.
She told you?
I wasn't given enough time to convince her that she should before someone decided it was the 4th of July. But there are other ways to search him out and make sure he keeps his date.
His date, Mr. Templer?
Yes, with the chair that men sit in only once. A certain John Daniels was a friend of mine from childhood. I was a pallbearer at his funeral, Mr. Richards.
And so?
The bullet in his back made his coffin awfully heavy. It got heavier in retrospect when I heard the district attorney had called the case closed.
I had to close it. I'd gone up every alley and they were all dead end. There were too many live cases that needed my staff's attention.
I know. So I'm playing it my way. I've gone up the same blind alleys in the past few days. Now I'm in an alley with a freeway at the end of it.
You mean you know who killed Daniel?
Yes. Mr. Number One, the big shot himself. Now all I have to do is learn his name.
Is that all?
And, of course, take him.
Yeah, I ought to lock you up for your own safety.
You should, but you won't. In fact, you can't.
No?
No. Because I took the liberty to do a little press agenting.
You what?
I told the newspapers that I'd be here both today to have a talk and tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to deliver a murderer. The people in this town might not approve of your not giving me the chance.
All right. Until 10 tomorrow. I'll expect you, Mr. Templer, with or without your victim.
I'll be here.
I know you'll be here, Mr. Templer. The only question is, will you be here dead or alive?
Templer. Simon Templer?
Yes, startled me. For a moment, I thought you were someone else.
Who, Mr. Templer?
Someone who couldn't possibly walk up to me on the street. Who are you?
Her sister.
Rose Taylor's sister?
The late Rose Taylor's sister, Mr. Templer. But does one call you Saint?
It doesn't matter.
Why did you kill her?
There's only one possible answer to that. I didn't.
I don't believe you. No. Don't reach into that pocket, Saint. Not unless you're completely bored with life.
Bored? Oh, on the contrary. So far, my life with you has been one continual round of excitement.
Next, I suppose, you'll suggest we fly away to the cosmos.
Oh, something like that. Only I had the bar up the street in mind as the place to fly away to.
I don't drink with people I don't trust. So let's fly my way. Come. And in case you're thinking of lingering, remember, I've got a hand in my pocketbook. And a finger that isn't convinced you didn't kill Rose.
I bet it's a 25 with a mother of pearl handle.
You win the bet. It's a small gun, but when the bullets hit, they feel big. Come.
Where are we going?
Someone wants to see you.
And you were delegated to all me in, a mere girl with a mere 25.
I wasn't delegated, mister. I begged for the job.
I'm flattered.
Don't be. I begged for the job because I was hoping you'd try not to come. Rose was my only sister. Come on, come on.
One more question before I decide whether or not to be shot or hijacked. Whom are we calling on?
Al Boston. I'm his secretary. He wants to see you.
Rest your trigger finger, lady. That's exactly what I feel like doing, too. Hello, Al.
Well, well, my old buddy, the saint. I had Jackie bring you over because I want to warn you to lay off, saint.
The last time you warned me to lay off, Al, you wound up serving time.
Well, I've smartened up, saint. I don't bite off more than I can swallow no longer. Now, what's making your ear itch?
Who's the big boss, Al?
For how much?
You mean you'll tell for money?
Can you think of a better thing to get paid off in? I told you I've smartened up. I don't squeeze triggers for a living no more, saint.
Oh, what type of wrongdoing do you specialize in now, Al?
I'm in charge of the big boss's books.
You mean there's penthouse and Cadillac money in that?
Well, that depends on how the books are kept, saint. I've got a system. I'm the only guy knows who the big boy is. And I'm the only guy knows what his take is. He trusts me like a Siamese twin.
And you repay his trust by robbing him.
It's all in the racket. Like I've been telling you, I've smartened up. Nobody knows it, Saint, but your pal Daniels was here in town on my private invitation.
You mean you sent for the Treasury Department?
Sure. It's like this. The big boy pulls in 7 figures a year on his businesses. And naturally, he don't pay no taxes to Mr. Whiskers.
Oh, naturally.
There's a fortune to our uncle in back tax stuff. Only our uncle don't know he's got it coming. So I thought he should.
Out of patriotism, of course.
Yeah, out of patriotism. They always treated me so nice in Leavenworth. Out of patriotism and 10%, Saint.
10%?
Yeah. That's what Uncle Sammy's kept me in for helping to catch a tax dodger. Trouble was, the boss got wise to what Daniels was up to and gave him one through the lungs.
Well, how fortunate he didn't get wise to you, Al.
Yeah, but I've smartened up, Saint. I've smartened up.
The package just came, Al. Feels like ledgers.
Oh, yeah, I've been expecting that, Jackie. I better get into these books right away.
I'm going out. Goodbye, Al.
Goodbye.
Another set of books to juggle, Al?
Yeah, from one of the joints. I better open this up and see which one.
Al, stop it! Get down! Al!
Like I told you, Saint. I've smartened up.
Yes. You've smartened up, Al. But I'm afraid someone else is just a little smarter.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.